For thousands of years, wisdom literature from the ancient cultures of both the East and the West have emphasized the profound influence that our thinking has on our emotions, behavior, quality of life, and overall experience. This same emphasis on the importance of thinking can be found in all of the world's mainstream religious traditions. In fact, down through the centuries, wise men, prophets, theologians, and philosophers have written, preached, and taught the powerful truth how what you think about and the manner in which you think about it shapes how you feel and how you behave. We actually create emotions by both what we think about and how we think about it. The way you think about yourself, others, and life in general has a profound impact on both your emotions and your behaviors. A great deal of negative emotional reactivity is caused by negative patterns of thinking that one has about themselves, their lives, the world that they live in, or how they perceive the world, and basically how a person talks to themselves about the past, present, and future significantly shapes how they feel. Often, people will have a negative, judgmental way of thinking about themselves, in which they're criticizing themselves, putting themselves down, judging themselves as being inadequate, inferior, flawed, unacceptable in one way or another. So, part of what we want to do is identify what we're thinking about and how we think about it. It's not just the situations and events and circumstances that shape how we feel. A lot of how we feel is shaped by how we interpret what is happening, or the meaning that we give to what's happening, or the meaning that we give to ourselves and our lives and the circumstances that we encounter. One way to think of it is what Albert Ellis called the ABC model of emotion, where the A stands for activating event, the B stands for belief, and the C stands for consequence. Now, what he meant by that was that the A, or activating event, is what happened. So, it could be a situation like somebody insulting me, or somebody could get an F on a report card or on a test. The B stands for belief, or self-talk. It's what the individual says to themselves about what happened, or what they say to themselves about the A, or activating event. So, if somebody gets a F on a test, they might say to themselves, I'm an idiot. Or they might say, you know, I'm never going to make it in school. If somebody gets rejected and they ask someone out for a date, they might say, nobody ever likes me. No one's going to love me. I'm unlovable. Everybody thinks I'm hideous. Or any number of things. Belief is an internal self-talk. It's how the person is talking to themselves. It's automatic. Often we don't even pay attention to the fact that we're having a dialogue with ourselves. But we're constantly thinking in words and talking to ourselves about our experience. The consequence, or C, is how we end up feeling or behaving. And we often think that it's the A, or activating event, that causes the C, or the consequence. But in fact, a lot of how we feel is caused by the B, or the self-talk and beliefs that we have about the A. Now, a good way to get in touch with what self-talk actually is to just count to yourself to 10 for a moment. And listen to yourself counting. You use words when you count. 1, 2, 3. Now, listen to yourself counting. Where do you hear it? Where do you actually hear yourself saying the numbers when you count? If you listen to yourself counting again, listen to that voice. 1, 2. Say hello to yourself with that voice. That voice is you. It's your self-talk. Count again to yourself for a moment and tell me how many numbers can you say to yourself simultaneously at one moment in time. That's a very significant point. What it means is you have only one voice to think with. Now, can you speed up how fast you count? Can you slow it down? What that means is you're in control of that voice. That voice is your self-talk or thinking. Now, that voice, it might seem kind of simplistic to talk about thinking this way. However, that one voice is an enormously significant thing in your life. It's interesting, but the ability to use words and to speak to yourself with that voice is the thing that separates you from the rest of the animal kingdom. That's why we eat other mammals, because they don't say, please don't eat us. They don't have words. Now, let me just give you an example of how significant thinking is and how significant that word using voice is. If you try to clear your mind and don't use words for a moment and tell me, is it possible to think about what you're going to do tonight later when you go home without using words? A lot of people will say, well, I used a picture. But if you pay very close attention to it, you have to tell yourself to try to use a picture. And you're going to try to picture what? You have to use the word tonight. If I don't use the word tonight, I don't tell myself to make a picture, then I cannot intentionally think about something in the future. Animals are not capable of intentional forward-thinking thought in that manner because they don't use words.